This is In the News in VOA Special English. The Committee to Protect Journalists says at least 71 members of the media were killed last year around the world. A single act of political violence in the Philippines raised the number sharply compared to the year before. In November, gunmen killed nearly 60 people, including more than 30 journalists and media support workers. Philippine officials recently charged about 200 suspects. It was the single deadliest attack on journalists since the committee began keeping detailed records in 1992. The group, based in New York, released its latest report this week. The next deadliest countries in the top five were Somalia, with 9 killings, Iraq and Pakistan, with 4 each, and Russia, with 3. Robert Mahoney from the Committee to Protect Journalists says, last year was not only a bad year for deaths.
It was also a bad year for authoritarian and repressive governments putting journalists behind bars. We saw an increase in the number of journalists imprisoned. Some 136 were in prison when we did our census in December. And since then, things have got worse.
He pointed to the repression in Iran after the disputed presidential election in June. The group says more than 90 journalists were seized. 23 remained in jail at the end of December. Iran is described as the second largest jailer of journalists after China. Among those imprisoned in Iran was Newsweek magazine reporter Mazyar Bahari. His jailers kept him by himself for 118 days. He says Iranian officials are now turning their attention to bloggers.
I think the government of Iran, in the beginning, it did not pay attention to the cyberspace, but recently they have passed a series of cybercrime laws and digital crime laws that also includes the text, mobile text, and any kind of digital, as they call it, misinformation that can be criminalized.
The Committee to Protect Journalists says bloggers in China are also under attack. Bob Dietz, an Asia expert with the group, says most Chinese journalists who are in jail now are there because of online activity. But the group says the number of journalists jailed in China is down from a high of 42 6 years ago to about 24 today. Those who report on corruption are now considered more likely to lose their job than to go to jail. The report also documents abuses in Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America. Today, anyone can bring news to the world over the Internet. Millions of people saw the video of Neda Aga Sultan, the young woman shot to death in June during the protests in Iran. This week, Long Island University announced that the video will receive a George Polk Award. The awards are among the highest in American journalism. It will recognize whoever recorded the video and uploaded it to the Internet. This is the first honor for a work whose creator is unknown in the 61-year history of the Polk Awards. Another winner this year is a New York Times reporter who was held by the Taliban for more than 7 months. David Rode was kidnapped in Afghanistan and taken to Pakistan, where he escaped. And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Brianna Blake and available online at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Mario Ritter.